single 40-minute set on a baby grand piano on a plaza outside of a museum by a fountain while a toddler was running around. Everybody was eating little pieces of toast with steak on it. Everybody had... What's that? Okay. It was Auburn, Alabama. I was at this museum. It was my buddy's opening. His work is good. He's a great guy. No, his work is super good. No, I really didn't mean anything by it. It's very good. His name's Tommy Coleman. He's a great guy. But he wanted me to come play at his opening, so I flew down there and I played, and it was just super surreal. And yeah, everybody there, they had drinks, everybody was drinking like beer and wine, but it had to be in a sippy cup, so everybody had sippy cups. And they were like, and I was like, in the 20 minutes into the set, the event planning lady, who was very sweet, walked up to me and put her hand on my shoulder while I was playing the piano. I was like, honey, do you want anything to eat? And I was like, no. And I pointed, my Zoom recorder was sitting on the piano. And I was like, no, thumbs up, play with one hand. And she's like, are you sure? You look hungry. And I was like, okay. And it was a wonderful time, and I played an encore set at dusk, and you can hear crickets in the pond that's in the front of the museum. It was wonderful. Then I had to wake up at 6 a.m., get on a shuttle, go to Atlanta, fly from Atlanta. My flight was delayed, drove from Newark. I had to go straight to the bar I work at and work till 2 in the morning while Jonathan Tobin was playing 45s loud as hell all night. Everybody was dancing. There was a dance contest. It was insane. And then I worked another shift the next day, and now I'm here today. And I'm a little depleted, so this is it's a denouement. It's an end to the evening. It's an end to your weekend. And I really did not mean to malign Tommy earlier. I actually wanted to quote Tommy because I've been thinking about something he said during his artist talk all week. He said this. This was the summary of why he makes work. He said, "I try to show you magic. I may not be good at it, but it's all I have." And I think that's really true for what music is. I had a lot of thoughts. Allegra, you were causing me to have a lot of thoughts in my seat. I showed her this already, but a line in one of her songs had ecstatic joy in it, which is exactly the tattoo that I have on my chest. That's crazy. And I was thinking a phrase tattooed on your body, a song, a musical performance. These are all spells, incantations, ways of summoning. You could describe them in magical terms, but really it's kind of just a thing to pay attention to. I think that's ultimately what a performance is, or what art is, or what a conversation with another human being is. It's a moment to focus, and that's what I want to give you tonight. I'm also going to start the set with something that I think is a magic trick. I've been thinking about magic a lot. My TikTok algorithm is all sleight of hand now. So I think something is happening. I might be turning into a magician, but this is my one trick. And as Tommy said, I may not be good at it, but it's all I have. So please take out your cell phones, okay? If you're allowed, take them out.
Give us a number.
you know how this one goes, Sammy. Okay, here's the phone number. You're gonna dial a phone number. I know this is tough for some of you who never actually make a phone call on your cell phone. It's a robot. It's 561-926-9741. Once again, that phone number is 561-926-9741. Go ahead and give it a call. I'll do it too. Put it on speakerphone as loud as it'll go. You should be greeted by a robotic voice telling you, "Hello and welcome to my life's work. Patience unfurling. Dial zero at any time to try the operator. Please enjoy." Something like that. Sounds like everybody's doing it correctly. Now, this is a hotline you can call 24 hours a day. This is both my buddy Johan Diedrich, he's an amazing artist and a whiz with all things programming. And this phone number, you can call anytime, and it will randomly select a half an hour portion of the 24-hour piece of guitar drone I released in 2018 called My Life's Work. So all of our phones who are currently dialing this phone number, if it works, yeah, okay, that's working. All of our phones are going to play randomly selected pieces of music from this 24-hour long piece of music. Oh, somebody tried the operator. Yeah, I call my cell phone directly. But I'm on the other line right now. About once a month, I get a very confused phone call from a stranger. Actually, it's kind of a long story, but I got a record deal out of somebody calling the operator one time. I picked it up and I was like, hello? He's like, is this Ben? Yeah. He's like, holy shit. And then he's like, I want to put out your record. I was like, okay, cool. So anyway, let's pay attention to the phones. As you can hear, they're all playing different things. They're all tuned to their own vibration. They're all in their own key. And each of the half an hours are kind of loosely autobiographically named for something I experienced according to this massive spreadsheet. So these are all tuned to different memories and different experiences. We're not all on the same page. What we hear is discordance. This is like a lovely metaphor for how you bring your own perspective and encounters into the room. We're quite literally out of tune right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to tune, but I have to remember what number it is. Hold on, let's answer. I think it's 23, but I have to be accurate. Okay. Yeah, we're going to tune all of our phones, okay? So what you want to do is pull up the keypad, and when you're ready, you're going to hit the number 23, like this. 2, 3. And the phone should say something about, I couldn't stay awake one moment longer. And it should. If everyone did it correctly. And if you didn't, that's okay too.
You did.
Well, this is the coolest lullaby I've ever heard.
Oh, and yes, actually, you know what? I think let's make sure to not clap during the set because there is an infant in the room.
Oh, no,
it's fine. No. I would prefer it. I've asked for that
way.
Many times before. Let's forego clapping until the very end. I've asked for this before. I think it's a nice thing to do. And it should be working now.
Music is for babies.
Say what?
Music is for babies.
Music is for babies. That's true. So if we focus back into the phones, you might hear just static. Oh, there it is. You should be hearing something like that. Now we're all in the same key. Do you hear it?
We hear.
That means we're ready to begin. I'm gonna play a song that's in this key on this piano right here. And it's about loving your friends. Thank you.
is pure. Flowers growing in the floorboards of your house. I'd like someone's arms around me now. I'm so Sally in a wooden room. Flowers growing all around me where I stand. Church bells ringing in the so happy that I could cry. A bowl of clowns on the table. Sky, I was on your side, nailing clouds to the sky. Yeah.
gave you some more things to pay attention to. And you should have gotten a text from the hotline. It's no big deal. Don't worry about it. But you can call it 24 hours a day. It is available to you. It will text you every time you call it, and then it asks you questions. Recently, I had a couple weeks in North Carolina where my wonderful girlfriend is from. And her parents have these wind chimes on the front porch. And one afternoon we were hanging out there. And a storm rolled in. So I grabbed my Zoom recorder and I stuck it on the patio. And this is a recording of that afternoon. And I'm simply gonna play some lap steel to go along with it. And I would invite you to close your eyes, vibe out. Usually if this was a standing show, I would say go ahead and lay on the floor if you want to. But you're seated already, so that should be chill. And enjoy. Thank you. for the music you need to talk to. I did not plan my set particularly well, so don't usually do this, but maybe I could ask for what you'd rather hear. Would you rather me put on the Loon Music tape, which side A features the tremolo, wail, yodel, hoot, and night chorus in it? Or would you rather hear some piano songs? I'm going to do both, but I just don't know which order to do them in. So, Loon's okay.
I should have known the answer to that one.
I love Loons. This tape is very important to me. I have 3 different cassette tapes all featuring Loons. And there's this wonderful lake that we've gone to 2 summers in a row up in the Adirondacks. Meacham Lake. I shouldn't have said the name. Dang. Now you all know my hot camping site. But it's a really wonderful place. There's absolutely no cell phone service. And every evening, a giant truck comes around. And on the giant truck is cured firewood, giant tubs of maple syrup that they make fresh on their cured firewood farm, and ice cream sandwiches. And there's truly nothing greater in this world than waiting for the truck to come at dusk, the campsite of Beecham Lake, hearing the rumble of its tires in the distance at your far-flung campsite, hearing the loons looking for their partners all across the lake, putting that maple syrup in your goddamn skillet on the fire. It's fucking fantastic. I'd like you to try and get to that space with me in this next round of Zones. Oh! Okay, we're back.
Thank you.
two more piano songs, and I think we'll call it a night because it's Sunday, and I think that's the right energy. But it's been so nice to play for you. I really needed this. And I thank you for providing the opportunity. Thanks for the and yeah, I'm gonna sing a couple songs. I played here with Will Stratton just a couple weeks ago, and I love Will Stratton songs, and I love Allegra songs too, and both of you make me want to, all I do is make like hot bangers in my room on Logic that like I maybe play for people every once in a while, you know what I mean? Like, they're not fully baked yet, but now I'm feeling like maybe I could start writing real songs again.
They're real songs.
They're real songs. Well, no, a lot of them don't have lyrics or anything yet. They're just like the hottest 12 bars of music you've ever heard. And I just loop it, and I'm like, cool. And I love it, but it's not quite a song yet. But I have written two songs in the last 2 years, and I think I'm gonna play both of them for you right now.
Yes.
One is also about loving your friends, and the other one is about how it's all gonna be.
Oh. birthday card you gave me as a bookmark. I think of you every time I open up a paperback. It makes the work worth doing, makes the book worth reading. It makes the book worth reading, makes the work worth doing, yeah. I have known true evil in my life, and your love is a light. It makes the work worth doing, makes my life worth living. Soft as the breeze. Good friend is hard to find, but loving you is easy, baby, 'cause you're nice to me. Funny. You've got this life, swallow the fight. I'll put peonies in my hair. You're gonna make it out alive. With cell phone speakers and echo, you're gonna run without a plan. You'll eat your sorrow in. Dried up well, but springs will run when comes the sun. You're gonna make it out of here.
Okay, thanks very much. Really appreciate you listening and giving the space today tonight. I have a variety of goods for sale. including some t-shirts that don't need any light on them in order to be seen, apparently. And I'd love to hang and chat if I don't know you already. And I'd love to hang and chat if I do know you already. Right on. Let's go hang out with that infant. And thanks for a great show. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'm not. things change.